You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
Hey, this is Lee Baucom, and you're with us on the podcast on how to save your marriage. This is the podcast to tell you how to both save and improve your relationship. And sometimes saving it means that you're getting started and working on that relationship even before there's trouble. Now, if you never want to miss an episode of this podcast, you can easily subscribe through iTunes or through Stitcher if you're on that happen to be on Android or even with the iOS app. And the easy way to do that is to go to SaveTheMarriage.com/iTunes or SaveTheMarriage.com/Stitcher, and that'll take you right to the place where you can get your subscription and you can get every single episode downloaded as soon as it's available. Now, today I want to talk about how we come into relationships, and more than that, how we understand marriages. We understand marriage mostly by what we've witnessed in our life, and unfortunately, we don't all have the best examples. In fact, you can pretty much be sure that most of us were not exposed to the best of examples of a relationship, of a marriage. And by that, I mean in the family we grew up with. And you may have grown up in a marriage where you watched the tough it out approach to marriage. You know, the tough it out is where people just kind of grind through the day, grind through the weeks, grind through the years, and that the couple just basically kind of makes a way through, not really ever feeling love or emotion, but deciding to stay in that relationship no matter what. And that's the tough it out approach. And the tough it out approach at least keeps an intact family, but it's certainly not going to be very attractive to you. You know, if you grew up in the tough it out family, what you saw were parents who were kind of white knuckling it through, and they maybe barely tolerated each other, but they were committed to something. So there's something to be said for that, but there's something else to be said for another way of doing it. So if you had that tough it out approach, that tough it out model at your house, you might have been left thinking that, you know, the best that marriage can be is two people barely coexisting and staying in the same house. That's a tough model to bring some life out of. You might have been in a relationship, watched a relationship, that instead of it was a tough it out, it might have been a screw it, I'm out approach. And the screw it, I'm out is where, you know, it might have been years of conflict and one of them just kind of decided that was it. Or it might have been that very quickly one or the other or both decided that it's time to get out of the relationship. And unfortunately, in those marriages, the commitment that was made in the marriage quickly evaporates. And so sometimes when people come out of a screw it, I'm out model of marriage, that's what they're left with, is this idea that marriage is a very temporary thing, that, you know, once the love, once that gushing feeling is gone, there's no reason to work through anything else. Now, sometimes we watch families that have a tough it out and screw it, I'm out at the same time. And that's that hybrid approach where perhaps they stayed married, but they found other places of being out of the relationship, whether it was infidelity, having affairs, or whether it was staying at work late hours, or maybe it was staying involved in extracurricular activities until there was no more time for the relationship. And so in some ways, they find this hybrid place where both the marriage on paper stays together, and yet they're out the door. And so if you came out of that world, you may have had a very confusing understanding of what marriage could and should be, because you saw a couple that kept celebrating, or at least kept commemorating, or at least kept having anniversaries, and yet there was no real connection, and yet there was no real engagement. And so that can be very confusing to someone coming up, because you see the fact that they're still together, and yet you see the fact that they're not together, and you don't know which piece to pull from. There is another model of marriage, and as you can probably guess, it's the one that I tend to like a lot more, and that's the all-out model of marriage, which is not really so much an all-out as I'm all-in approach to marriage. And so whenever we look at the possibilities of what to do within a marriage, I always think that there are three approaches. And they follow this exact format. Number one, you can just decide to hang in there and kind of live with the way things are. That's the tough it out approach. Nothing changes. Nothing really evolves. Nothing really improves, but you live through it. The second approach is where you bail out. You know, you get out of the relationship, and that's always an option. And what I tell people when they come to my office is, you know, marriage is a day-by-day event. You stay married by staying married today and by staying married tomorrow, while divorce is a momentary event. It's a choice in time, a point when you say, I'm not going to do that anymore. And what I always am leaning towards is for people to put off that decision until they have a chance to try another approach. And that approach is to fix what's broken and improve what needs to be improved and connect where you can connect. That approach is the all-out or the all-in approach. The all-out approach means I'm going to take all my energy and put it in so that I am all in. I'm here. I am in the relationship. I'm going to work on this no matter what. Now, here's the interesting thing about those three approaches. They are all decisions, whether they are conscious decisions or unconscious decisions. They are all decisions. The first one, the tough it out, may be that somebody keeps saying, I've got to stay here until the kids get old, or I've got to stay here until my financial future is set, or I've got to stay here until I've got another option, and that just passes year after year after year. So there's a decision that's made, consciously or unconsciously, to stay in that situation. The screw it, I'm out person has to choose a point to get out, whether they divorce or find some other exit to the relationship, infidelity or career or extracurricular activity. Some way they choose how to be outside of the marriage. The all-out, all-in approach, you have to decide every day to devote energy into the relationship and into yourself. And as you do that, then that begins to be a daily habit, not just a decision, but a habit. And so the other two really are just decisions where you float along, right? You decide to just tough it out. There's nothing that's changing. There's no growth. There's no switch in the internal place. There's no area of change that's gone on in the relationship or the individuals. You just keep on plugging along. The screw it, I'm out, there's nothing that has to happen after that, right? You're out the door or they're out the door. And so then you have to work on rebuilding. But the all-out, all-in approach, where all out towards the marriage and I'm all into the marriage, is a day-by-day, hour-by-hour decision to put energy into it so that the habits are built over time, so that the possibilities expand on what that relationship is about. I've talked about many times that really the core of any marriage, any successful marriage, is about becoming a we. And many people have said, well, so what you're talking about is this couple has to kind of do this little mind meld thing where they lose themselves to the relationship and suddenly they're just kind of the super glue couple. And that's quite the opposite of what I mean. I mean, there certainly is that level of connection and of seeing each other as a couple and seeing the entity as something bigger than the individuals. But it's about bringing the best of the individuals to the relationship. It's about bringing the skills and the talents and the love and devotion all into the relationship. That's not the same as losing yourself to the relationship. In fact, in my observation, when people lose themselves to the relationship, they are pretending to be okay in the relationship. They have created what I refer to as pseudo-intimacy. They act like everything is okay, but in some ways, that's really a way of toughing it out. That's really a way of avoiding the pain, of avoiding the conflict, and avoiding the growth that is required to be in a marriage that sustains. So when I talk about this all-out, all-in, what I'm talking about is the decision to work on the relationship because somebody made a commitment to work on the relationship. Commitment's this funny thing. You know, we make a commitment oftentimes long before we can imagine what that commitment is truly like. We make a commitment with no idea what's down the road, but that's what a commitment is about. A commitment is a decision to do what you promise to do long after her you feel like you did when you made that commitment. You know, you walk into this wedding and you make a commitment for life. And sometimes people will say, I didn't know what I was promising. Well, that is the point of a commitment. That is the point of the covenant of marriage, of saying, you know, I know that days aren't all going to be good. I know that days aren't all going to be easy. I know that this isn't going to be a walk in the park, but I'm willing to work through it. I'm willing to stay with this and continue the process of moving through this. So where does the possibility of change come into a relationship? I've talked about the fact that it's about becoming a we. And what I've noticed is that many people come to me because they want a better relationship, but they don't know where that possibility of change exists. The possibility of change exists only in one place, and that's with you. Because when you start looking for other places, when you look at a spouse and expect a spouse to change, then you suddenly pull yourself out of the potential, of the possibility. And so when you embrace the fact that you're the one who can step into that change, suddenly all of the power comes back into the relationship. All of the power reemerges. And so instead of feeling like there's nothing you can do, there's everything that can be done. Now, let me be very clear here. I do not believe that every marriage is going to be saved. I do not believe that every relationship can be rescued. Sometimes the damage is too great. And sometimes a spouse refuses to move towards the relationship. But if there is to be a chance for the relationship, to be able to say, I am the one who has the possibility of change, empowers you to make the shifts that are necessary in connecting with your spouse and in changing yourself and in creating a new path for your relationship. And when you do that, you make a decision. I like this idea of decision. Decide. If you notice that word, decide is like homicide or suicide or lots of other ides where it's about killing off something. And to decide is to cut off the possibility of something else. It's more than about making a choice. It's more than saying, well, you know, I guess I can work on this and see where it goes. To decide is to say, my only option as I choose that option is to continue down this process of working on the relationship. So let me warn you that part of what haunts us is the models that we have in the back of our head of where we came from, of the families we grew up in. And so if you had a model of tough it out or screw it, I'm out, or a hybrid tough it out, screw it, I'm out, you can feel this place where you realize that the marriage is not what you want it to be. And you may fear, based on those memories, that you're going to be stuck in that tough it out place. Or you may see the possibility of escaping in the screw it, I'm out possibility. But what you might decide is there is that third place. That third place of making a decision, of killing off the other option for yourself, of saying, you know what, not only do I decide to stay, but I decide to work on this relationship. I decide to bring myself into the relationship. I decide that I am the one who has a possibility of change here. Now, I don't mean that to say that it's your fault that things are where they are. It's not about fault. It's about responsibility. As I've said many times, responsibility is a cornerstone rubric of working on a relationship. When you can say, I'm going to be responsible for what happens here. I'm going to be responding differently than I have in the past. I'm able to respond to the situation and move forward with this in ways that I haven't in the past. Suddenly, it's not about blame. It's about possibilities. It's about new places to be and new places to explore and new ways of understanding things. So as I talk about the pieces of the puzzle, responsibility and forgiveness being core pieces, you recognize that there suddenly are options. There are new possibilities that didn't become visible if we grew up in families where there was a tough it out or screw it, I'm out mindset. Those two mindsets have lost the possibility of relationship to the place of stuckness. Both of those options are about stuckness. Even if somebody said, screw it, I'm out, as a way of escaping, it was still about stuckness because it never resolved what was going into this. And what most people find is if they don't resolve what led to the difficulties, they only repeat it in the next relationship. That's the funny thing about watching multiple marriages. When people have multiple marriages, you find that they continue to make the same mistakes over and over because they never find a way of moving beyond it. They only find a place of being stuck within the same old way of doing it, often coming from a mindset where they only saw the tough it out or screw it, I'm out categories. But what if you decided to say, all out, I am all out about this relationship and I am all in to the marriage. An all-out approach to saving this relationship, an all-out approach to having an amazing relationship. That changes the platform. That changes the possibilities. It changes who you are in the process because now you have made a decision to go in a different way than maybe your models have told you before. You may not even know what those are. You may not even know what it's going to look like. And that's the sad part of the models we carry with us. If we don't have a new model to see, we get stuck. So what can you do? One is stop looking at the old models that surrounded you. If you had a good model of marriage, then look at it. But if you had a poor model of marriage, if you had a poor model of long-term relationships, decide that that's only a model. That's only one way of doing it. If you grew up in a family where your parents just toughed it out, or maybe decided to screw it, I'm out, recognize that's just one way of doing it, that there are other options, and begin to look for better models. Don't get it from TV, and don't get it from movies, and don't get it from fiction, but look for other places. Look for other family or friends that have amazing relationships. Look for places where you can learn about commitment, learn about responsibility, learn about acceptance, and use those as the new rubrics for the relationship. When you create the new possibilities, when you create the new models, you have a new place of growth. One of the amazing things about humans is we're sometimes only limited because we don't even have a mental model to move towards. I often think about that, the idea of the 4-minute mile. You know, I mean, being a runner myself, I don't even get close to a 4-minute mile. My time is above twice that. But I do know from what I've read that that 4-minute mile was seen as a barrier that could not be crossed. And then Roger Bannister broke it. And after that, it was broken time and again because people realized it was possible to get beyond that. It was possible to run at a different time. And so sometimes we find ourselves trapped because our mind has a model based somewhere else, somewhere in fiction or somewhere in only one possibility. You know, when I was in India, I noticed elephants, and I've heard the stories many times. And the story of how an elephant is trained to be captured by a simple rope, by held in a spot by a simple rope, is this. When they are baby elephants, a chain is used. A very strong chain is attached very powerfully to the ground. And that baby elephant will fight and fight and fight with that chain attached to his leg until it realizes it cannot get away. And then they can substitute that chain for a rope. And as that elephant grows up, the mental model it has is, the rope around my foot means I'm captured. And as adults, they are still captured by a rope that they could easily pull away. They could easily pull up and move away from, but they don't because their mind doesn't see another possibility. Their mind has been trained to see only the model of being stuck. So whatever model you have from your past, wherever it came from, whether it was your parents or your grandparents or your aunts and uncles, recognize that those are only models of one way of doing it. There are others. You can look around and find more powerful models of how you can make a decision to live within commitment and responsibility, of creating a sense of we, of connection, of bringing the best of two people into a relationship. But more than that, how you can make the decision to do that and decide you're all in, that you're all out headed for that relationship, and you're all in to creating that new relationship, place of being a we. Don't wait for your spouse to get on board. You adopt a new model and you work towards it, because just like in breaking that 4-minute mile, when somebody breaks the model, others join in, others see the other possibilities, and suddenly it becomes a bit more contagious. Make the new possibility of your marriage contagious. Make the new possibility of what can grow contagious. And once it's contagious, your spouse can catch it, and they can step into the relationship along with you. If this has been helpful, let me suggest that if you need a new model, if you haven't been able to find a place of what a model of a great marriage would be, please grab my Save the Marriage system. That model teaches you how to have the kind of relationship that you and your spouse are going to treasure for the rest of your life. If you're ready to get into that relationship of treasuring it, go to savethemarriage.com and take a look at the system so you can find the way to recreate and to pass down a new model for marriage to future generations. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you continue to work to save and improve your relationship with a new model.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.